Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Santana into the windup. The payoff pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. He's done it. Johan Santana has pitched a no-hitter.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Bum, 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 bum.
How we doing at 4:03? Call his wife in. Hey! What's going on this Thursday morning? Mick Vonnegut here with you. I got you for one more hour till 5 o'clock. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. Me and Fleegs with you for one more hour till the warm-up show. You know, I just went on that Tom Brady rant and it reminded me. And Fleegs said something to me, too, that sparked my mind in that quick 90-second brilliance that Marco just gave you. It's true. You know, it's ridiculous right now, the difference between New York and Boston. And last night it was on full display. We got to watch Tom Brady pack that building up to celebrate him in the middle of June. Has this ever happened before? I just saw the article now. I didn't watch the thing, of course, because I'm not stupid. Peyton Manning surprises Tom Brady. Tom Brady retirement. Like, what happened? Derek Jeter won a bunch of championships, too, and is an all-time great captain. He got a day in the middle of the baseball season before a game. That's it. They didn't sell out Yankee Stadium just for him in the middle of the offseason. Why does Tom Brady need this? He's got the roast. Now he's got this. And today we had to watch Tom Brady be celebrated. The Boston Celtics take a 3-0 lead in the NBA Finals on their way to another championship. Meanwhile, over the last year, every stinking chance that a team would have here in New York City was hurt by injury. Everybody went down from Judge running into the wall, Aaron Rodgers 4 snaps in, the entire Knicks roster. You found out after the Rangers series that, you know, they were playing with half a foot. Chunks coming out of ankles. I mean, New York sports scene is falling apart in many ways. Thank God the Yankees are playing well. But, I mean, geez. Meanwhile, they're about to win another NBA championship, and Tom Brady has to be, you know, ionized here. That's definitely not the right word. I mean, we're going to make him a saint? He's got to have this huge day, wear that ugly red jacket, surprised by everybody, play the This Is Your Life game. For what? He's not going to be celebrated enough? My God. What is going on? Did they really need that thing? Tom Brady is just, oh my God. It never ends with this dude. It never ends. He is going to be celebrated till the end of time. Football is the biggest sport in this country. It's king. We love it. And he is our supreme leader. And because he's won so many Super Bowls, we have to praise him every chance we get. Even when we make fun of him, we have to praise him. He thought he could humanize himself by going on that, you know, roast. And instead, it made it even more obnoxious. Because he had a problem with a joke about Kraft, and he's like, oh, maybe I should have done it with my family. Oh, yeah, maybe I didn't think they were going to make fun of my family. What do you think they were going to make fun of? Your jawline? Avocado ice cream? You knew exactly what they were going to say. And now he's out there in that dopey red jacket, retiring number 12 in the off season. We got Rodgers on vacation. I'm surprised he didn't show up. That's where he was. He was in Gillette. He was in New England celebrating Tom Brady. Jeff in Fairview. What's up, Jeff?
Chris, how are you?
I'm doing well, Jeff. How are you?
Good. By the way, did you ever listen to that song?
Oh, no. I keep forgetting.
Garden Party?
The Garden Party. I'm sorry. I think I saw the video. I looked it up here on the computer, but it has no sound. I got to listen to it. I apologize. Go ahead.
Good song. All right, Aaron Rodgers. I think it's good that he took off. This way the backups could get some reps, you know, just in case he gets hurt again, God forbid. This way they have a clue to what to do. And like you said last night, Aaron Rodgers did everything to bust his pump to come back last year, just in case they made a run for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Puts his arm around Becton. He's been nothing but a class act when he got here. It wasn't like the rooms in Green Bay where he was aloof. So he's done everything. So I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, I mean, he's done everything. Thank you for the call. And in my mind, he's done everything. Listen, off the field, he's said things that create stories. And I killed him for being hypocritical. You can't lecture the organization about doing nothing. You know, he's got all distractions got to be out of the way, and it's got to be about nothing about winning. And then go and do everything under the sun to bring stories here. Like that part, I kill him on. And it was more than just possibly running for vice president. And that's how he answered the question when someone, you know, brought this up to him in the vein I'm speaking about. You know, you said this, but you bring distractions. Oh, well, that was in the offseason. No, it wasn't. You talk to Pat McAfee every day. The Jimmy Kimmel situation was not in the offseason. Like, it happens all the time. Just speaking to Pat McAfee alone, it was a story. Saying all the stuff, Fauci, you know, everything else you're bringing up, that creates storylines. You can't tell the organization to stop, you know, with all this stuff and then go out there and create as much as you did. It's hypocritical. But as far as being the leader of the Jets and the quarterback of the New York Jets, in my mind, he's done everything you could have asked him to do. This is the one, and this is, I don't want to say this isn't a knock. It's a knock. He should be there. I don't think anyone would dispute he should be there. He should not be on vacation. He should be there. But it's not a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal at all. I think the team already worships him. I think they all respect him. They know who he is. He's not missing anything. I don't think it's all, you know, he's going to have a tougher time getting in rhythm with wide receivers. He's going to have camp. It's June. It just doesn't mean anything to me. But he's in the wrong. And it's the first time he's been in the wrong as far as the quarterback of the New York Jets. Other than, you know, Aaron Rodgers speaking his mind. And I wouldn't even say he's been in the wrong necessarily. I don't agree with everything he said, that's for sure. But he's allowed to speak his mind. Just then don't be the hypocrite saying, hey, but you guys need to stop with distractions. So he's been hypocritical. He's caused stories. He's created issues around the organization. But when it comes down to just being the quarterback, despite, you know, being injured four snaps in, I mean, he's done nothing for them on the field. But this is a question of buy-in. This is a question of where his head's at. This is a question of how much he wants to be a Jet. This is a question about how he's viewed inside the room, inside the club locker room, inside the team dynamic. And I don't think this hurts any of that in the slightest. Eric and Ronkonkoma. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Steve. Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. You know, it's unbelievable. I mean, as far as the whole Rodgers thing, I mean, I honestly don't care about. I mean, look, you would think that someone who's been playing as long as he would know roughly when these, you know, mandatory things are, that, you know, you'd prefer that they don't schedule something during it. Okay, fine, you know, but yeah, in the end scheme of things, it's going to really amount to nothing. I mean, I'm just so to the point where I want to see, you know, him be able to play for one thing, because we all know how last year turned out.
Of course,
you know, and I want to see them be successful. That's all I care about. I'm so tired of, you know, even with this thing with Reddick with the contract. I understand people hold out and all that stuff. I mean, is it too much to ask for to just have a completely uneventful, off-season, preseason, whatever you want to call it, you know, leading up to the season, where nothing happens. I mean, even if they're going to be going through the negotiations and everything, you know, it's just don't make it such a everything's got to be such an overblown thing that I'm so tired of it. Just let them get to the games and play, and I want to see them be successful for once and all that. I mean, being a Jet fan is hard enough to have to root for.
No, I know. When you here comes, and this is why. I forget when it was, but I went on this, I talked about the Jets need to win in the worst way. The Jets need to win in the worst way, and not necessarily the Super Bowl, although sure, that they need that too. But they just need to be a winning team in some way, shape, or form. They need to get out from under this 13-year drought. They need to stop losing so damn much because they don't get the benefit of the doubt on anything. And everything is a story. Everything. It's gotten to the point. Look what's going on with Kansas City right now. No one talks about it. I mean, they've got issues going around. I mean, people talked about it, obviously, but it's not like they're a winning franchise and they have a great quarterback and they have a great head coach. And whatever you think about the kicker or the wide receiver or whatever's going on, there is no fear on what's going on with that team. They'll figure it out. They'll be fine because they're the Kansas City Chiefs. And it's more of a personal story than it is a team story. The Jets need to get to a place where they're a winning team and not everything is this freaking organization. That's what it's become. That's what it's become. Rodgers misses a day. That's what it is. It's the Jets are a clown show. I mean, I mentioned Tom Brady. Tom Brady went away for like 2 weeks in the middle of camp, right? He was dealing with something, right? He was dealing with, what was his marriage, right? Whatever he was dealing with, he missed like 10, 11 days. Now, I understand trying to fix or whatever was going on in his life might be different than vacation, but he was gone for 11 days in camp. And we talked about it, but nobody was like, oh my God, what are you going to do? This team's a joke. The Bucks are a joke. They were a winning franchise. Tom Brady wins everywhere he goes. So does Rodgers. He missed the entire season last year. They need to win, just to do that on its own, to give the fans something after all these years of losing. But even more than that, they need to get out from under this cloud of what the Jets are. And same old Jets, they need to get away from that desperately. Desperately. And that's why I was all in on Rodgers. And that's why I'm all in on keeping the coaches he's comfortable with. And that's why I've, been willing to look the other way at a bunch of different things, even though I'll call him out for his hypocrisy. And I'll tell you this is wrong, just not a big deal. A veteran quarterback missing a couple of practices in June and a pass rusher looking for money is not outrageous for an NFL team to deal with. That is not only the Jets. That's only... Every team in the league is subject to these type of things. A veteran player not at camp and a pass rusher or a big player wanting a contract. It happens every year to almost every team. But when it happens to the Jets, who haven't made the playoffs and Rodgers was hurt 4 snaps in and they've drafted nothing but terrible quarterbacks and blah, 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 it becomes an issue. John in Queens. What's up, John?
Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Johnny. How are we doing?
All right. Before I get to my Jet point, Brett brought something to my attention from yesterday. So when I went home, I told my 3-year-old daughter, you can never have an opinion in your life. I told this to my wife. Always sit down. I want to talk to you. We're going to have a meeting in this house. You do what I say, exactly what I say. And when I buy you something, you're going to say, thank you, sir.
Yes. That's right.
And my wife says, okay, where'd you get this nonsense from? I said, WFAN, Apollo brought it up. She goes, oh, okay, that guy must be still be married. Right?
Yeah. Thank anyway. You. That was very funny, John. I mean, that's it. I got. He has no choice. He has to be a Giant fan or he's not allowed in my house.
Yeah, and I got 2 daughters, so imagine how they look. My 3-year-old looked at me and go, I have no idea what this guy's talking about right now. Anyway, so Aaron Rodgers, like, I think this guy just came to the Jets to do everything but play football. Like, why in your right mind, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you only have, like, a few years left, why in God's name would you pick the Jets?
Because, believe it or not, the talented roster, I know that sounds crazy, but because of the defense, because he believed in the young talent. I mean, let's be honest. They have Wilson's an all-world wide receiver, young and talented. They have an all-world talented running back. They have an all-world talented defensive back and shutdown corner. Like, they have a defense run by Salah, who's really talented. I mean, there's no reason the Jets can't win. The Jets.
I know. Saying, and I know what we feel about Rodgers. But don't you think that this guy, you can't do this with the Giants? So that wasn't going to work. He knew that, right? So why not spill all your nonsense? This guy's been talking nonsense about everything but football since he's been here.
Well, I mean, I think he was doing that even before he got here. I think that was part of, you know, he was speaking his mind, and we knew he thought differently about things and was willing to speak his mind even before he came here. There was issues in Green Bay. I think it's just we're more aware of it. It's more of in our atmosphere, so we're picking it up, and you know, our antennas are up for Jet players and not so much for Green Bay Packer players. But I think he came here to play football. I do. Why would he bust his ass to get back after the injury if he wasn't here to play football? Why would he be at all these voluntary practices? Why would he be there at every step of the way? Why would he be hanging out with teammates, going to Broadway shows and Ranger games? And, you know, I mean, inviting players to come live with him. Like, he's done everything you could possibly do to try and be the best teammate he can up until this moment. And that is fair. This, if you're going to get on this moment and say, this is not what a good teammate does, this is not what a leader does, you have to be there for these practices, you're up until the have to part, but you're not wrong. He should be there. That's what good leaders do. That's what the quarterback of the New York Jets should be doing yesterday and today. He should have been with his team and not on vacation. There's no disputing that. I don't think anybody disagrees with that. It's just the level of importance and how it impacts the team and what it actually means. Because for me, it's relatively meaningless. It's relatively meaningless. But that's just my opinion. And maybe I'm wrong. It's been known to happen before. But I just don't think, I really don't think it's that important of a significant moment here. I think it goes away in 3 days. I don't think we care about it. When they show up to camp, no one's going to care. He's going to be there. He's going to play. It doesn't bother me at all. It really doesn't. I don't care what he's doing. It doesn't bother me. If I'm a Jet fan, I'm not bothered by this. I want him to be healthy and ready to go. He showed up to every voluntary thing, probably knowing he wasn't going to be there for this thing. What's the difference? This is what we're saying. Like, I know the word is mandatory, right? I know the word is mandatory. And I know that it's unexcused. And I know he has to be there. But we're talking about the difference of when he's there and the difference of a week. A week ago, he was there at all the practices, impressing everybody with his arm strength. I saw the videos, the no-look passes. He was there a few days ago. Now he's not here. And the only difference is it would have been fine if he were not there 2 days ago and here today. So we're talking about shifting 3 days. If he chose to go on vacation last week, not a problem. Everything's great. As long as he was here this week. But because he was there last week and on vacation this week, oh my God, what a disaster. He showed up when he didn't have to because he knew he wasn't going to make this week and because he just wants to be around the team, I would think. I don't know. He didn't have to be there. He could have not been there and then still went on vacation. But he showed up and was there. And I just have a real hard time going nuts about when any player could have not been there Monday, Tuesday, and it wouldn't have been a big deal, and he was there Monday, Tuesday, but he wasn't there Thursday, Friday, and that's a big deal. Like, what's the difference? The word mandatory and how they view it? What the letters on top of the days on the calendar? Like, it doesn't matter. Mike in Ringwood. What's up, Mike? Hello, Michael?
Hello, can you hear me?
Now I can, yes.
Hey, sorry. Yeah, I just wanted to, like, I mean, maybe this is more, like, a shot at, like, someone like BT or something like that, but it seems like you guys are, like, pushing this, like, hysterical narrative by making it your lead of your shows as far as Rodgers go, when, like, it's not the same for, like, the pulse of the Jets fan. We're, like, we're all pretty relaxed with this thing. I mean, like, when you tweet out, like, oh, what has Rodgers done for us or whatever, you know, it's just not how we feel, because what is he going to do now in June that's going to do anything for us anyway?
No, I agree with you. I happen to agree with you. It's not a big deal, and I don't think many Jet fans are that overly concerned about it, but it is a story. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's your quarterback. You brought him over here to win championships. He's played 4 snaps for you. I mean, there is something to it. There is, I mean, he is the leader of the team. He's the face of the team. He's literally the reason why the offensive coordinator is the offensive coordinator, and there's a very decent chance he's the reason why the head coach is still the head coach and the GM is still the GM. I mean, he's running your franchise. He's not there for the first mandatory days. I agree with you. It's not a big deal, but I'm sorry to tell you it is a story and the most important one in Jets world right now. And to be clear, I didn't technically lead my show with it, although I did lead the 4 o'clock hour with it. But I understand your point, because I don't think it's a big deal. And if I'm a Jet fan, I'll be totally honest with you, I am not concerned in the slightest about it. I'm just not. I need him to be healthy, plain and simple. If he's out parasailing, if he's riding, if he's on vacation, you know, doing the same thing what's his name was doing with the Giants and riding SUVs and stuff in the desert. Okay, yeah, maybe I'm concerned. If he's risking injury doing something and riding zip lines or, I don't know, bungee jumping, yeah, maybe I'll be concerned. But honestly, I'm just not. I need him to be healthy. He's going to come back for camp. I need him to play when the season starts. I don't need him there for June. And we're literally talking about mixed mashing days. If the voluntary part was mandatory and vice versa, like, we're talking about, like, he was there, now he's not there. There were people who weren't there and now are there. He's going to get fined for that being in that order, but it's not that big a deal.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Talk New York sports with us. 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
All right, 4:30, another half hour till the warm-up show at 5, 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. As we're talking about Aaron Rodgers here in the 4 o'clock hour, we talked about the Yankees and the Mets earlier. Mets, Diaz coming back, big win, changed the lineup a little bit. Bader's been their best clutch hitter. Obviously, both teams, what they're going to do with the deadline, I think both doing opposite things. I think you could look for the Mets to sell. Yankees obviously looking to buy, whether it be corner infielder or reliever with some swing and miss ability, which they're kind of lacking. But dominating a very good team in Kansas City. And don't dismiss the Kansas City Royals. And I'm sick and tired of this crap about the Yankees can't beat good teams. And we determine who these good teams are based on what we believe. Like, yeah, obviously the Orioles are very good. The Dodgers are very good. Every other team stinks because the Yankees have beat every other team. Cleveland, Central stinks. The Royals are 12 games over 500 heading into the series. Wild card team, playoff team. They've absolutely dominated them. They've toyed with them. They've beat them every way. They don't have to play their best players. They bunt them and beat them with small ball. Then they play their best hitters, and Stanton's home runs still haven't landed. And they scored 10 and 11 runs, absolutely pounding the Kansas City Royals. This offense right now is only equaled by its rotation. I mean, the team just is on fire right now, and we'll see how it continues. But we're going with the Jets right now. Vacation. He's on vacation, just like Forrest Gump's dad. Aaron Rodgers is on vacation. Felix in Cherry Hill. What's up, Felix?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's up?
Yeah, I mean, this whole Aaron Rodgers thing, I can care less whether he was there or not. When it's time for him to show up, he will.
Yeah.
This is why I have no confidence in the New York Jets, the front office, the coach, the GM, the owner. They had so much time to get out in front of this, and they failed. Just like they failed with all the quarterbacks, the offensive line, the backup quarterbacks. It is the same old Jets, right, well, and it'll never change.
All right, well, hold on. Let me ask you a question, all right? Because I don't – after you all right there? After
– Yeah, good. I'm in my tractor trailer. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's okay. After hearing it was a vacation that has been planned for a long time, my initial thought, and I still feel it a little bit, was what you just said. Oh, you had an opportunity to get in front of it. And while I kind of agree that they could have, he was here, there was something to be said, but what exactly could they have gotten out in front of and said that would have diminished this story? If the GM stands there in front of you at the podium and says, hey, we were so glad Aaron showed up to all these voluntary workouts, it's great, but we did just want to let you know that he's going to be missing the mandatory camp next week. It's undisclosed the reason why. We are going to call it, unexcused, and he's subject to fine. But it's, you know, he's here now. He's just not going to be here next week. Thanks for your understanding. Like, what do you think people are going to say? They're like, don't let him go. Well, what are you talking about? What do you mean he's going to go? You think that story dies?
Well, I agree with that, but at least you had a plan. At least there's you come out and you said something.
The plan
rather than
was
nothing,
to avoid,
and it seems like it was all debacle.
The plan was to avoid it as long as they could avoid it and then announce it. Like, that was the plan. Like, I don't know.
Well, yeah, but it backfired on them, don't you think?
I guess. I don't know. Was there any way to avoid this? Was there any
Probably
way to
not,
avoid
but
it?
At least,
well, that's what I'm saying.
But at least you have some kind of
At least it wouldn't have been handled the way it was handled like this, and so you couldn't yell about it. Like, we would have yelled about, if you wanted to yell about this and how the Jets handled it or Rodgers going away, there was no way to really avoid it at all. Is there a better way? I suppose getting out in front of it. I mean, what, putting Rodgers up there at the podium to answer questions about why he's not going to be here? I'd rather do that after than before. If I'm Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to have to ask for forgiveness right then and there or permission to say, hey, look, it's a vacation. I've had it planned. People are going to be like, what? It's a vacation. You had it planned. Like, I'd much rather have it once I'm back to work and go and just be able to say, look, I'm back. It doesn't matter. I'm back. Everything's great. I'm ready to work. Like, I don't know what they could have done. Like, on some level, I sort of agree in my mind. I'm like, you had an opportunity. You knew about it. You could have prepped us in some way. But ultimately, the story was coming out. And nobody was going to be happy about it. There was no way to say Aaron Rodgers is missing mandatory practices because he's going on vacation. There's no way to say that and not have people riled up about it. Like, I really don't know. I'm trying to think about it. I'm open to the idea because I understand the process of getting out in front of stuff. Like, I understand that's usually the best way. And so I'm racking my brain and I'm trying to focus and think about what Saleh could have said last week or what Rodgers could have said last week that would have made this a nothing story. And I don't know if the words exist. Like, I don't know if Rodgers could have been like, look, I'm here, I'm working hard, I came for the voluntary practices, I have something going on in my personal life, it's very important to me, and I'm not going to be here next week. And then when Sala's asked about it, is it excused? What is he supposed to say? Because I don't think the Jets can say it's excused. Because if it's excused, then everyone on the team is going to be like, I'm going on vacation. It's excused. And while there are different rules for certain players, we all get that. It does. You can't publicly admit that. It's got to be the underlying story that everyone understands, but it's not put in everyone's face. So ultimately, whatever was going to happen, the question was going to be presented to the coach or the GM and said, okay, he's not here. Like, are you guys, is this an excused absence? That question was going to be asked. And they were going to have to say, well, no, it's not excused, but we were aware of it. And everyone's going to be like, oh, I guess the worst case scenario was just wait and then just drop it and say it's unexcused and everyone flip out. But I don't think there was any way to avoid it. Like, if you want to say they handled it poorly, okay, you can sell me on there's better ways to do it. But to say, hey, if you only did this, this would have been a nothing story, I don't think that exists. I don't think there's a way for Aaron Rodgers to not be here and for it not to be a story. Better ways? Okay. Maybe. But there was no way to avoid it. Joey in Queens. What's up, Joey?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. How are you, buddy?
All right. I believe a wise man once said, what are we talking about here? Practice?
That's
practice.
True.
Not a game.
Listen, he did have the answer.
I love AI.
Yeah.
Love AI.
Yes.
Have a great night.
Okay. That was it. Just you wanted to do the old AI trick, the go-to AI joke. Practice, practice, practice. Okay. I mean, we are talking about practice in June, no less. Danny in Belrose. What's up, Danny?
Good morning, Chris. What's going on?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Make a quick joke, and then I'll get into my points. Kind of like with Forrest Gump with Aaron Rodgers. You know, Coach Sala, where did Aaron Rodgers go on vacation?
Yeah.
Is that where that went?
That, you know? Yeah, exactly. Well, is there a Mr. Rogers? Yeah, he's on vacation.
Yeah. So, great game yesterday. You know, three home runs from our big boppers, and I have to say, pitching was good. Can't complain. You know, I'm hoping Cole will get back. You know, they're saying between the 18th and 20th in the Baltimore series. What do you think about that? Do you think he needs one more start?
Yeah, I think there's no rush, not even for Baltimore, so that they can appease the rabid fans of, oh, they can't beat good teams. There's no rush to rush him. There's no reason to rush him back. So whenever he's ready, if he's ready for the Baltimore series, great. If they want to give him another start in the minor leagues, I'm fine with it. The rotation's been so damn good that, honestly, I know this sounds crazy, depending on, other than maybe Nestor Cortez, and I know Cody Petit, but like his first start back from injury with a limited pitch count, you might be better off starting one of the other. That's how good this rotation is. That if in a big series against Baltimore, they might be better served just going with their guys who've been there all year and let Cole ease in, because you know the pitch count's not going to be 100. It's not going to be just another regular start. He's going to ease into this thing a bit, so they might be better off not pitching him against Baltimore. As crazy as that sounds, that's how good the rotation has been. And then the other pitcher, obviously, is Senga for the Mets, who's back from injury. It's taking forever. I guess he felt good about the bullpen he threw, and he'll start facing hitters and then get into some minor league games, some rehab games, but it's taken forever with him. I mean, he was supposed to be back sooner than Cole. He was working his way back at the start of the year. I mean, this has taken forever with Kodai Senga. And honestly, much like the Yankees, the rotation actually is not the problem at all. I don't know how much he helps them coming back. I mean, he helps, but I don't know how much. Maury in Belmore. What's up, Maury?
Tonight is your night, bro.
Tonight is your night, bro.
Real quick, love what's going on at the Yankees. The catch is fantastic. Everyone's hitting. Giancarlo's got a new lease on life. Everything's good there. Take Cole slow. I remember Strahan missing a bunch of preseason games. Practice. Let's all
He didn't want to be there his last season. Yeah, he didn't want anything to do with camp.
That's what I'm saying. Do you think
Tom Brady missed 10 days? Like, you know, I mean,
yeah.
this is not the first time we've seen anybody miss mandatory practice.
Yeah, you know, one time in band camp, you know, all that stuff happens in the summertime. My point is this. Let's all just enjoy the rest of the day. Christopher, I feel like you're a shill for Cashman. Now you're a shill for Aaron Rodgers today. I feel for you.
I love to shill. What can I tell you?
You're a shill. You're a shill.
I'm paid to shill. I mean, listen, I am what I am. I believe what I believe. I respect greatness, and I see it in both Aaron Rodgers and Brian Cashman. So I will defend them. No, I mean, listen, I'm not a shill for Aaron Rodgers. I'll show you the story. He's a hypocrite. I called him a hypocrite for chastising the organization about storylines and distractions and then creating them. Absolutely, 100%. Even this, especially this. I don't think it's that big a deal, but he created a storyline here. He created a distraction. And he literally, you know, threatened them, or I shouldn't say threatened them, scolded them. Why am I saying scolded? I don't know why that word was coming out wrong. He scolded them about having too many distractions inside the organization, too many leaks, too many distractions. The organization needs to be about strictly about winning and nothing else. And then he creates distractions left and right. He's full of it. 100%. That doesn't mean I think today's, I just still don't think it's a big deal. It's just a distraction. One that will end in a few days. One that will be long forgotten. And even if he fails, I don't think people will point back to the days he missed in June. Like, honestly, even if this all becomes a huge debacle and he fails miserably and either gets hurt again or isn't the same player or just it never meshes, the team stinks, they lose, whatever the case may be, no one's going to go, you know where it all started? You know where it all started? It all started when he didn't show up to those practices in June. That's when it began. They're going to go back to even further than that. No one's going to point to these days as some sort of significant thing on the timeline of failure. It's meaningless. It's completely meaningless. But it is a distraction, and he claims the Jets need to eliminate them, and all he does is create them. That is fair. I mean, it's just a fact. And it's more than just running for vice president. Which his answer was, well, this is the offseason. No, it's not just the offseason. It's all year long. Every single Pat McAfee interview, every time you bring up COVID, every time the Jimmy Kimmel thing, all of it. That's all distractions that you're creating for your team. And in the worst of scenarios last year, you're not there to answer for yourself. So he needs to cut out the distractions, no doubt. But missing these days of camp mean absolutely nothing. And we are making it much more of a distraction than it needs to be. But hey, he needs to be smart enough to realize that that's who we are. Well, I mean, he should know the New York media and how it was going to be perceived. He should know that. It's his own fault. It's the Jets' fault. But ultimately, I think it gets forgotten in a week. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. All right, we come back. The final segment, rapid fire style. Let's take your calls on the Yankees and their potent lineup. And that first inning where, I mean, it's a gauntlet to get through the top of that order. I mean, if Volpe gets on, you know they're scoring a run. I mean, this Yankee offense has just went into Kansas City and erupted and made them pay for the two losses against the Dodgers. The Mets with a good win, Bader with a clutch hit, tweaking of the lineup. The manager has done a very good job with the New York Mets. And he's held them accountable. And when he makes little tweaks, like when he's made tweaks to the lineups, they've happened to work, not over a long period of time, but he moves Lindor to leadoff spot. He's been better. He has this, you know, premonition to put Bader too. He hits the home run. Like I like what Mendoza's been doing here. I feel like he's got a good feel for the team. I feel like he's held them accountable. He's benched players who haven't played well. I mean, he's made mistakes like everybody else, but as you look forward with this Mets team, and unfortunately that's where they are, where it's about the trade deadline, it's about building this team, I do think between Stearns and Mendoza, the Mets are in good hands. And that's, unfortunately, about as much nice things as I can say about them.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Play fake. Jones rolls left. Throws left. Wide open for the touchdown is Bellinger.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, 4:51. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. So, you know, I'm not the biggest competitive eater fan. So it didn't really... I don't know who would be. I get a kick out. I know on the 4th of July it's become a tradition or whatever. I don't know, down in Coney Island. But Joey Chestnut, and I don't know why. I'll tell you why I'm talking about it in a second, because... Something just, I wasn't going to talk about it, and then I saw and read something that just made me laugh out loud, so I figured I'd say it to you. But, so, if you haven't heard, Joey Chestnut has been banned from the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Competition that he has owned for the last, I don't know, however many years. He is the most dominant force in competitive eating that we've ever seen, even more so than the great Kobayashi, who was, before him, the greatest competitive eater of all time. So he was banned from the competition because he signed a $1.2 million deal with a plant hot dog-based company. And Nathan's was so up in arms about it that they banned him from the competition. Now, I don't know if this is all nonsense or whatever, but it has now caused a Netflix special on Labor Day where... Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut will compete in a hot dog eating competition live on Netflix on Labor Day. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because the title of the Netflix show literally made me laugh out loud, as it will be called Unfinished Beef. And that made me laugh out loud when I read that. So Unfinished Beef will come at you on Labor Day of this year. And we will see Kobayashi take on Joey Chestnut. Through all of my years in competitive eating, Kobayashi stands out as my fiercest rival, Chestnut said in a statement. Competing against him pushed me to be so much better. I know that fans have waited a long time for another chapter of our rivalry, and I can't wait for our massive showdown live on Netflix. It's time to give the people what they want. Yeah, I'm okay. But sure, why not? And I thought I saw a story not too long ago that Kobayashi's retired. That he has some sort of condition, or that he literally has eaten to the point that he's never hungry anymore. Like, I thought I read that. I guess he's coming out of retirement for a payday. Netflix gets involved. Anybody will do anything. But look for Unfinished Beef at the end of the summer. That's a great title. I'll give him that.
Do you think, like, you know, in the competitive, because who knows who's actually a fan of competitive eating,
yeah.
But they're out there because someone? It's, no, but we know, like, there's a league, like, we know they're out there.
Yeah.
This has to be so exciting for them, right? Like, who is your GOAT? If you're, you know, 20 years older, it's right. Kobayashi. If you're younger, right. It's Chestnut. Like, this right. would be like all the Jordan and LeBron dates, like debates, them getting on the court
right.
and playing one-on-one.
Who's the throat
Like, is this the greatest thing that's ever happened to the yeah. competitive eating community?
Probably. It's the biggest, yeah. It probably is the biggest thing. They should probably say that. Yeah, who's the throat GOAT? That should be the title. Once they win, the undisputed throat goat champion of the world. I don't know. I've never met anyone who's into it. Now, don't get me wrong. I have, but like in my buddy group chat that I've had forever, my high school friends that we keep in communication, it will come up on 4th of July. Oh, 72 hot dogs this year. Like I've discussed it. But I don't know anyone who honestly is a competitive eater fan that would follow this kind of thing. And like, I've never met one. You're right. I'm sure there are. There are people out there.
Like, it's a thing. The other 364 days in the year, we only ever talk about it on one.
Wing eating contests, all different kinds of things. Absolutely.
And these guys, they've made entire careers off of this.
No doubt. No doubt. And he trains. He literally trains. So, I mean, it is on some level... If you want to just call athleticism pushing your body to the limits, that, I mean, on some level, I suppose they're athletes, but it's just, it's very, It's just ridiculous to me. And now, so now he was like, oh, screw you. You're going to leave me out of the contest? I'm going to blow up you. He should have done it on the 4th of July to go in opposition of it, to really stick it to them.
I mean, now you're just attacking America, saying this should happen on the 4th of July.
Why? That's the reserved for Nathan's. On the 4th of July? Yeah, I know. It's reserved for Nathan's. But now who's going to win? Who knows? Who's the next big thing?
Like,
who's been waiting
Judge
in the wings?
Judge vs. Bonds came up. We talked about Mahomes, Brady, Montana, yeah. All of this. Like, this has to be the equivalent of that, no?
Oh, yeah, it's the only two competitive eaters I know. Like, you're right. It's an industry. People do it all year long. There's wing contest, anything you can imagine. I'm sure there's a rice pudding eating contest. There's probably everything. And they do it all year long, and people follow it. And there's only two that I've ever heard of. I mean, they're the only two I can name. So the idea that these two are getting together, I'm sure it's a very big deal. I'm sure people. I wonder what the numbers would be on Netflix as they're trying to get into
the
live
top
event.
Greatest roast of all time.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about him or his roasts. Well, I mean, honestly, how obnoxious was that last night? Does anybody else get this treatment?
Well, I was talking about unprecedented. Have we ever seen a guy have this retirement ceremony in the smack dab in the middle of the offseason?
No. No, absolutely not.
Could you imagine if the Yankees said, all right, we're going to retire, anybody's number if they get with Jeter, come out to Yankee Stadium January 17th.
It's unbelievable. I know the weather makes a difference. But still, the idea that they would do it in the offseason and try and sell out that building just for him and then have people come out and he gets a day. We're going to, 4 o'clock game against whatever, make sure to show up at 1 o'clock. We'll be having a ceremony for Tom Brady. Like that's, the whole day in the middle of the off season at night, like a primetime event. David Portnoy's in a suite watching the NBA finals.
And when the Giants retired Daniel Jones' number, and who knows how many years, they'll do it on June 8th. He was the sixth pick in the draft, number 8. Fill up MetLife Stadium.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, listen, he's on his way, isn't he?
Which at that point will be named Daniel Jones Field at MetLife Stadium.
Of course.
Even the Jets will agree to name it that.
Oh, Daniel Jones. A lot of, we'll get to it tomorrow, more of the Giants and some of their defensive stuff came out yesterday. We got to hear from the coordinator. Got to hear from a couple players. We'll see how good this team could be. I'm down on the Giants. I know a lot of Giant fans. There's always optimism around teams, but I just don't see it from Daniel Jones. But we'll get to it. We have all the time in the world tomorrow. I'll be on at midnight for a 5-hour Friday midnight ride. I'll see you then. Until then, enjoy your Thursday. The warm-up show is next. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. Fliegelman on the other side. A 5-hour midnight ride is perfect time to finally get the lowdown on how much butterbeer Fliegelman actually drank while in London. So we'll get to that, as well as anything else that pops up after another Yankees victory over the Kansas City Royals, I'm sure. So everybody have a great day. Enjoy it. I'm going to try and get some sleep, which usually is unsuccessful, but I will try again. I'm not going to stop trying. I promise you. I'll catch you guys tomorrow at midnight. The warm-up show is next. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN.